A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, releasing figures from yesterday, says that there are 37,751 confirmed cases since March last year, including 35,019 recoveries. And the unfortunate news is there are 1,553 deaths. And to date, a total of 278,583 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Yes, Marvelous, apart from COVID-19, we're going to look at the situation in Mozambique. We know that there's a Zimbabwean who has been killed in Mozambique, in that country where there's an ISIS insurgency. And then we're also going to touch on the post-independence celebrations. There are so many people who are still talking about independence. So back to COVID-19, we see that yesterday, according to the Minister of Health, there were 2 deaths and 52 new COVID cases. And out of all these people that have been infected, 1,552 have succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And we know that there are over 35,000 recoveries. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, almost 142 million people have contracted COVID-19, and 3 million and above have actually died. So now when we look at these figures, Marvelous, it seems as if in Zimbabwe, of course, there is a vaccination program like in all other countries. So in Zimbabwe, there are a couple of vaccines that are being used. And now we see that in USA, Johnson & Johnson has actually stopped. Well, let me say the government of America has actually paused the use of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Mm-hmm. They're saying that it is related to blood clots. So there's an issue there. So according to Johnson & Johnson, you know, they are saying all the vaccines have got some side effects and they're citing blood clots. But according to Pfizer and Moderna, they're saying no, they don't have that problem. So, okay, Zuluanda, COVID-19, sawazi ukuthi COVID-19 ihlasele okunye okumangalisayo. Saphinda futhi sixoxe ngakhona okwenzakala elizweni leMozambique, lapho kulabantu ababula khona i-ISIS. Sakwazi ukuthi kulomuntu odabuke eZimbabwe, ukhanya ngazani waqunywa khona ngale ngamalecathala angani ayenza okunye okwethusayo. So uma sikhangela ke kusiya phambili, sakhangela futhi ngokuthi abantu kade benanza uzibuse, kambe uzibuse utshoni ebantwini abaningi. So ke nxa sikhangela iCOVID-19 kulabantu ababili ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo, kwathi babe 52 batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. So singathi okwamanje sokulabantu abedlula 37,000 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kwaphepha kumkhuhlane lo abedlula 35,000. So kwabhubha abantu 1,552. Nxa sikhangela ke amajackson sakwazi ukuthi abantu bayajovwa, asebejovwe ukuqala bayi 278,583, asebejovwe okwesibili sebefika phose 36,000. So-ke kukhanya kuyaqhubekela phambili khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya-ke iJohns Hopkins University ithi kulabantu 142 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kwabhubha abedlula 3 million. So kunzima kakhulu lokhu, Marvelous.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nemusemuvhuro April 19. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19, icho chatekesera pasi rose richitsanganisirawo munyika yeZimbabwe, umo tinonzwa kubva kubazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti kubvira nezuro pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 37,751 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri kubva denda iri ratanga gore rapfuura. Totarisa zvakare kuti kune nhau dzakanaka dzekuti pane vanhu 35,019 vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakakunda chirwere ichi. Tozotarisazve kuti aiwa kune vamwewo vakashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi vasvika pa 1,553. Tombotarisa zvakare nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe pari zvino iri muphase 2 yenhomba iyi, uyezve Zimbabwe iri kuti iyo yakwanisa iyo kubaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika ivo 278,583. Pari zvino tichitarisawo pasi rose kuti denda iri reCOVID-19 richiri rakasunga. Imo muno mu America mune vanhu 500,000 nekudaudzira vawani kwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Uyezve pane nhaurwa yeJackson kana kuti nhomba reJohnson and Johnson rakambomiswa kuti ribaiwe vanhu imo muno muAmerica vachiti ivo vachada kumboriongorora kuti vaone kuti harizokwanisa kunge richishatisira vanhu here munguva inotevera. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura titarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika yeMozambique. Umo tinoonzwa kuti pane munhu mumwe chete wokuZimbabwe akawanikwa achishaya pahondo iri kuitika imomo nevanopfurikidza mwero vari kuCabo Delgado kune rimwe guta. Asi tiona zvakare kuti vakuru vakuru vemunyika yeSADC vachisanganisira Zimbabwe vakawanikwa vachienda kunoita musangano mukuru muMaputo mumavhiki apfuura, vakawanikwa ivo vachiwirirana kuti vatumire mauto kunyika iyo yeMozambique. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika ikoko, titarisa zvakare kuti nhasi muZimbabwe tichitarisa kuti independence yanga iriko nezuro, asi nhasi vanhu vari pazororo reindependence, kuti independence iyi kana kuzvitonga kuzere kunorevei. Saka tichange tiine nyanzvi tichikurukura tichiona kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. Talking about the situation in Mozambique, according to Reuters news agency, 12 people, possibly foreigners, were found beheaded following an attack by Islamic State on the northern Mozambique town of Palma recently. So Reuters is actually quoting Commander Pedro Dal Silva, who actually told journalists that there are some foreigners who are believed to be white and some are black. Mm-hmm. So we know that there is a Zimbabwean believed to have been, you know, decapitated in Mozambique. And then regional leaders from countries including South Africa, Zimbabwe and Botswana met in Mozambique recently to consider a response to the insurgency. All what they could say is that they're going to deploy a technical team in that country. And so now to get an update of what is going on in Mozambique, I actually talked to a journalist who is in Mozambique. His name is Manuel Mikaru. So let's listen to what he's saying about the situation in that country.
Thank you for having me here today. I'm Manuel Mukad, and I'm a journalist from Mozambique. I work for the biggest daily newspaper in Mozambique, Noticias. I cover a whole host of issues, economics, politics, and humanitarian things. And probably you know that we're having a very, very stressful times now because of this humanitarian issues in Cabo Delgado and northern Mozambique.
Yes, so brief us about the situation in northern Mozambique. What is going on there?
Basically, it's a struggle that we really don't know the origins of that struggle there, that fight and that combat. What we know is that since 2017, we've seen attacks in northern Mozambique, especially in northernmost districts of Cabo Delgado, which are closer to the gas projects that are being prepared to help us go out of this poverty that the country is suffering. And probably we see that there is an economic link between the insurgency and these projects, because they are basically from Western sources. So we know that the jihadists, extremists, they all fight everything that is Western. But there is another reason that we think is helped breed this anger towards those projects, towards Cabo Delgado, is that Cabo Delgado has been neglected by the government throughout the years. There's little investment there. And you can see that education is very low. Infrastructure is very poor. People there, they fend for themselves by growing foodstuff. But there's no connection between the farms and the centers, business centers, where they can sell their produce and get some money. And the government hasn't done a lot to improve the conditions there. The government hasn't done a lot to invest in schools, investment in technical training for the youth there. So there's a lot of discontentment within the youth that they have been left behind. We see today huge investments in Cap Delgado by those multinationals pouring in money to build their logistical base for the LNG gas that's going to be pumped from the Rovuma River. But you will see that from the thousands of jobs they created, a very, very tiny part of that those jobs were given to local people. So probably that's been hangering people there, and that created the situation that people allowed in those extremists who came a little before 2017 when they started bombing the village, killing people with machetes. A little before that, they came in preaching the Quran, but it was a radical version of the Quran. So the government was warned beforehand by the Muslim clergy there, Muslim imams, that there are some guys who are here trying to instill hate speech using Quran. So we depart ourselves from that current of people. They want the government, but the government didn't take it very, very strongly. They dismissed it, said it's just a band of youth, it's nothing. Mm. But today we see that it's a much more serious.
So we see that many nationals, or let me say many people have drawn from different countries, including Zimbabwe, are caught up in that situation. So what is happening in terms of foreigners that are caught up there, including Zimbabweans?
That's the interesting part of it. And the conflict, I'll call it the conflict, started in 2017, but it targeted mostly local people. The attack on 24th of March, it was an attack to the core of the gas business, Palma. Palma, Total is building a very, very huge logistic base to transform gas and then export it. So there is a lot of investment going on. There's a lot of foreign companies working with Total there. That's why you find Zimbabweans, you find South Africans, you find British. And part of these people were murdered by these Islamists on 24th of March. We've had the story of 12 people who have been beheaded at the Marula Hotel. They were foreigners who sought refuge at the hotel because it was the only secure place that they could go. But once there, they found out that the means to rescue them were very little. Some tried to break away from the siege on a convoy of 17 cars. But 7 cars were touched and 7 people were killed trying to flee the scene. And most of those who were killed were foreigners. That's why your question is, why Zimbabweans are there? They are working for the companies building this logistical base.
And SADC is attempting to actually quell the situation there. What do you think SADC can do, you know, in Mozambique?
I remember a very, very, very good word that you once told me, I think 20 years ago. SADC is a toothless organization. We saw, they called the double troika meeting in Maputo just 2 weeks ago, and they made no bold decision there. The only thing they said at the end of the some hours meeting, We are going to send a fact-checking mission to Mozambique to assess the needs of the government. What do the army needs to fight the insurgents? But that shouldn't be distanced of SADC. SADC should be a little bit bolder than that. They should say, let's send in very armored army, SADC army. Because I know that there is a tactical force that has been prepared for conflict zones. They should be using that tactical force now. But they are not doing that. They are delaying the intervention. They are delaying, but the things are happening on the ground. People are being murdered. Investment has been stopped. The country in the northern part of Mozambique is literally in a paralysis now.
So now what do you think is going to happen in the long term, you know, concerning SADC and the situation in the northern region?
The northern region, in the long term, if the government doesn't take a very, very strong position, doesn't invest in the army, doesn't send the army there, the situation will be worse than this. Cap Delgado will end up falling in the hands of these terrorists. That's what they want. They want to create a caliphate in Cap Delgado. Why they want to create a caliphate in Cap Delgado? Cap Delgado is a very rich province, but under explored. It's very rich. It has gas, it has gold, it has rubies, it has a lot of minerals there, and exploited. So they want to exploit these resources, but you see, they will use that money to buy weapons and to continue to control that area. Cap Delgado has a very, very large area of the ocean where you can have international traffic of drugs, arms. That's what they want. They want a safe haven to do everything they want to have money for someone. I don't know who's leading them, but someone is behind them, of course.
And why is it so difficult for the Mozambican army to actually defeat the militants?
The very first thing is that Mozambique disinvested a lot in the army during the past 20 years. There was no investment in the army. The only thing the government did to in the army or the police, they invested more in the means to suppress dissidents, I mean, citizen freedoms. That's what they did. They didn't arm the army towards fighting external aggression like this one. We were never prepared for this. That's why when it started in 2017, the government said, no, it's a fight, infighting between religious people there or youth, discontent youth. It's nothing. They didn't do anything to quell the insurgents then. Now, it's difficult because these guys, they control the bushes there. They know because they use the local youth. They know the bushes. I was talking to a military guy the other day, and then he told me, I asked him this question. You were in Palma. We were fighting these guys. You chased them out from there. Why did you go inside the bush to try and get them there? He said, no, we couldn't go there because we don't know the bush. They know the bush better than us. If we would go there, they would slaughter us in large numbers. And we know that the army lost dozens of people there. But they don't tell us how many they lost. Today, I was seeing a report from the military spokesperson there who said that they killed at least 41 insurgents. They are finding some mass graves there where there are people buried there. So they found some insurgents buried with their weapons, and they accounted 41 people. But they are not telling us how many civilians were killed, how many Zimbabweans were killed there. I know for a fact that there's one Zimbabwean who was beheaded there at Amarula Hotel, but probably there are more because some of Zimbabweans, they managed to get Mozambican IDs, fake IDs. They have IDs. So you can't say if he's a Zimbabwean or not because they even speak the same language. You know, this Bantu language, they related to each other. So it's difficult to know who is who. And that's why the insurgents found a very fertile ground for them to grow, to implement their radical agenda here. That's why different, because our languages are the same, the people are the same. You can't say that this guy is a terrorist, this guy is from Congo, this guy is from Tanzania, because we look like the same and we speak this very same language. It's difficult to have a sieve where you can say you pass, you don't pass, because we are the same people there.
Yes, marvelous. So that is Mukari, Manuel Mukari of Mozambique. He works for one of the biggest newspapers in that country. And we kuluma lapha ke isithi ke ukwenzakala eMozambique kwethu sa marvelous ngoba uthi ke ibutho lesaba lokulandela amalechatshala egangeni ngenxa yokuthi amalechatshala ayalazi iganga. Kodwa akutsho kakhulu ukuthi ke kungazani abantu abavuse konke lokho ngabantu abakhonona ngeinvestment eCabo Delgado ukuthi ama youth sikhuluma ke ngala msebenzi abanye vele bahlezi nzima. So kuzobuya nokuthi ke nxa sebekhangele abantu bokuza ibasebenzi kumsebenzi abanengi ama outsiders ibasebethola imsebenzi ibasebesemba igas njenge iTotal nxa sebeqhatha abantu bazuza abantu from Zimbabwe, South Africa, Angola, Congo, but ama locals are not getting what they're supposed to get. That's why he's saying ukuthi kulokho kwenze ukuthi amalechatshala angene khonapha. So uphinde wakhuluma njalo lokuthi ama foreigners manengi kakhulu endaweni leyo eCabo Delgado lakhona ngale phama lapho ke abantu ababulawa khona ukuthi lakho kunzima futhi kubuya isadiki ukuthi isadiki kungani ithwele imadolo nzima ngenxa yokuthi abafuni ukuthi befake ibutho kule Mozambique babelokhu bebhotabhota so ukuthi khonokho ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. So uthi ke okungani kuyamangalisa ukuthi ke khona ngale eCabo Delgado i-ISIS ifuna ukuthi yenze lokho kuthiwa yi-caliphate ukuthi ibe yindawo yabo lapho ababambe khona marvelous ukwenza ukuthi baphile khona benza abakufunayo bazuze igas bazuze ama-diamonds bazuze i-gold lama-rubies konke lokho. So kuthiwa ke kukhanya kulobuzima. So kuthiwa ke labanye abantu abakuza balama-fake IDs. So nxa umuntu ele-fake ID evele eZimbabwe engabulawa khona ngale ukhantele ukuthi umZimbabweni kumbe umMozambican kumbe umTanzanian kumbe yini. So kukhanya kuyahlupha khonokho marvelous.
Yes, Gibbs. I actually had the pleasure or opportunity to speak to one gentleman who was actually at the scene where this attack happened. And he actually spoke about that situation at the hotel where he said that there were some white nationals and some other foreigners who were beheaded. And some of them were beheaded while in their cars trying to escape. This gentleman actually was saying that he escaped to the bush and was in the bush for a week before he was airlifted to the place where he is now safe, he says. And his name is Domingos Manise. So he was explaining that there are a lot of Zimbabweans who are actually in Mozambique. He's a driver himself. He said his hometown is Maputo. So he says that he has actually lost contact with his brother and his wife who are still in Cabo Delgado. And he says he can't reach them because the phones are not working and he doesn't know whether they are dead or alive. And he also says he knows a Zimbabwean from Budiriro in Harare who he was speaking to on the phone constantly, but now the lines have gone dead and he doesn't know whether that Zimbabwean is dead or alive. So it's a really, it's graphic because when he was telling the story, now that the journalist has actually confirmed, I was in disbelief. I was like, really? He said, yes, we saw people being beheaded. That's how bad it was. And he said they were pushed to go into the bush, although the insurgents are there, but, you know, the villagers were able to shield, you know, some of the people that escaped and were feeding them with sweet potatoes. And he said they didn't have any hot food for a week while they were in the bush. So this is the situation that's on the ground. So he says the most frightening thing is you don't know whether your relative is alive or dead because there's no communication between those who left Cabo and those who are still in Cabo. So regaindi ingo taura nishona kuti kuna wachango vaku pinda mchirungwa tukuta uraisu atitari sashuruku itika muMozambique parijino. Tanga tukunzwa kuvaku nemu we mtori we nau angari kutaura iye na Gibbs aripanui atitaura iye mamiru akaita jino muMozambique imumu achitaura iti icho kwadi zvavari kuona ndezvekuti zvechokwadi vanhu vari kugurwa musoro vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipane vanopfurikidza mwero vapinda munzvimbo iyoyi vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitora nzvimbo iyi nekuti nzvimbo iyi ine madiamonds ine gold ine oil uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kuda kuti muite chitendero chechiislam munzvimbo imomo saka ndakakwanisa kunge ndiri kutaurawo nechimwe chizvarwa vati vanhu ndevekumaputo but anotaura shona vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vari kushanda nevamwe vaibva kuzimbabwe mumwe murume anobva kubudiriro achitaura iye kuti mukoma Domingos vari kutaura ivo Domingos Manise ndakataura navo nemusi wefriday vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi vanga vari panzvimbo iyoyi yakaitika mhirizhonga vakati ivo vanoshanda basa rekutyaira marori vakati vazhinji maforena arimo vamwe vacho ndevekuzimbabwe uyezve vanoita mabasa akasiyana-siyana sezvo munzvimbo iyi muine oyo nezvimwewo vakati ivo vakatotiza vakaenda musango vakawanikwa ivo kwevhiki rimwe chete vasina kudya kana rinopisa vachitopihwawo nevamwe vagari vemunzvimbo iyoyi zvinhu zvakadai sembambaira nezvimwewo kusvika vazotorwa nendege vachiendeswa kunzvimbo yavari yezvinezvi kwavari kuti ikoko zviri nani asi vari kuti ivo vari kuchema chema nekuti kwakasara mukoma wavo nemudzimai wake havasi kuziva kuti vapenyu here kana kuti kwete nekuti nhare hadzisi kushanda vakatitaura kuti ivo vanotoshandisawo nepfenyuro dzakadai sestudio 7 kuti vanzwe kuti zvamira sei kukabhoku nokuti vari kuti ivo hapana ukakwanisa kunge uine foni vamwe vakarasikirwa zvakare nefoni dzavo pakutiza saka vanhu havasi kutomboziva kuti mumwe mupenyu here kana kuti kwete vakataura ivo kuti zvataurwa nemutori wenhau kuti pane vamwe varungu vakawanikwa ivo vachichekwa musoro ichokwadi vakati varungu havanga vakatowanda vaenda kunohwanda pane imwe hotera vakachekwa misoro vamwewo vanga vari mudzimota dzavo mota dzavo dzikawanikwa dzichikandwa mabhambo vachiwanikwa vachikuvarawo zvakare saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika mumozambique pari zvino uyezve ticharamba tichiedza kuti titsvage mukoma Domingos iva vatinzwe kuti zvamira sei vazowana hama dzavo here kana kuti vapapi pari zvino Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. So I think we've got one of our guests here, and that is Mr. Clarice Maduku. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that his network is not doing all that well. So we'll try to call him shortly so that we can have him on the program. But nonetheless, we also have Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is based in London. So Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you very much. So Matuku, welcome to the program, sir.
Yes,
yes. So tell us a bit about the situation in the Eastern Highlands. What's going on there?
Yes, you know. Mamiri azvakaita vanhu vachiri kuchiri mumudhu yeindependence ine zvakawanda wanda zvanga zvisinganyatsofamba hazvo zvakanaka zvokuti it was not like before tichataura nezvazvo ndingangorisponda pakutanga kunyaya yanga iri mudariro kumozambique mungada kuziva kuti isu tinogara ukama hwedu hwezimbabwe nemozambique kubhodha uku ukama huri padhuze nepadhuze zvokuti zviri kuitika kumozambique zvinonyatsotibata-bata vazhinji vari kurarama nekuendawo kubhodha ikoko mabhodha edu maviri yemozambique nesouth africa asi riri pabhodha remozambique rakanyorova vanhu vanongoyambuka tine ukama hwekuti dzimwe mhuri dzedu kuchipinge uku dziri kumozambique dzimwewo dzekumozambique dziri kuzimbabwe saka kutenga nekutengesera nekufambidzana nemisha nemhuri yedu zvinhu zvimwe chete saka tine vakawanda vatowirwa nedambudziko iro riri kuti kumozambique sekuziva kwamungada kuita tichanyatsa kuzopinda mazviri zvakanyanya ndezvekuti tinewo vamwe kuzimbabwe vagara vachiita zveupfumi zvavo kana kuti mararamiro avo ndekuenda kumozambique ikoko asi vasina kunyatsonyoresa kuti zinenge zvichizikana kuti vatori kumozambique saka pari kuita dambudziko iri vamwewo zvatingati vakaita nhunjatunja vanenge vachitiwo kana zvinhu zvanzi kumozambique hazvinamira zvakanaka vanomhanya vonoitawo dzimwe tsika dzechigandanga dzinenge dzichingoenderana nekungoti zvonzi aiwa ndeve kumozambique ndo ukama huri kuitika saka takabatira matumbu edu pamaoko kana kuti we are living in fear nezviri kuitika totoziva kuti dambudziko rekuZimbabwe nerekuMozambique zvakangofanana mukada kuona sekukura kwatinongoita ukama hweZimbabwe neMozambique ukama une history saka na Mozambique iri panguva yakaoma Zimbabwe inenge iri panguva yakaomawo kunyanya isu sekuchipiki nekuti vazhinji vedu ndomararamira vanenge vazhinji saka tiri kuona sekuti idambudziko ratisingakwanisi kuti nderekuMozambique chiteritoriwo dambudziko rekuZimbabwe.
Yes, can you say that in English as well, just briefly? Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem that is being experienced in Mozambique is not different from the fears that we have as Zimbabweans. As you might know, the relationship of Zimbabwe and Mozambique is so cordial from the times of Samora Machel and Robert Mugabe. So we have had this relationship over a period of time. The border between Mozambique and Zimbabwe is just... not so much respected in terms of the way we live. People cross to Mozambique willy-nilly, and sometimes the restrictions are not as tight as we have sometimes when you want to cross to South Africa. So what is currently happening is that there are Zimbabweans who are currently in Mozambique and also on the crossfire. But to some extent, we have Zimbabweans that challenges because they can pretend to be Mozambique sometimes to also ensure that they survive. So we now have people who are taking advantage even when they are Zimbabweans sometimes to also do some activities that makes them survive either by stealing or by doing things that are criminal. So that is some of our fears. So we are interested as Zimbabweans to ensure that this problem in Mozambique is dealt with because it has some root causes that are very serious. I think as has already been explained, these economic challenges are being ignored by government. So they become issues.
Yes, thank you. Marvelous.
Aha. Andoti kunava madhuku. Saka zvamira zvakadai pane here vari munzvimbo yekuchipinge kwamuri vane hama dziri kuCabo Delgado uko vari kutaurawo kuti vari kuziva zviri kuitika.
Tine vakawandisa. Mukationa vari kutaura vane hama dzavo dzavatoti dziri missing. Asi sekuti mazita ekutiwo hangwe acho they are still to be confirmed. Hatisati takwanisa kuti tibonongodze kuti uyu neuyu asi vakawandisa. Tingati mugara vaziva kuti kana nguva inei yekuti tichirikungopedza kukura zvinhu zvekumunda, vanhu vazhinji vanenge vachitora mombe dzavo, tingati zvipfuyo, zvinenge zviri kuMozambique. Saka vanhu vari vekuZimbabwe vari kuMozambique vakawanda zvakanyanya. And vamwe vacho they may not be disclosed kutiti so far because we still have to deal with also my formal statistics. Asi tine vakawanda vanhu vari kutorawo advantage kuti zvinhu zvinamira zvakanaka vosvika ikoko voitawo zvimwe zvinhu zvinovapawo rarama. Saka dambudziko iri sekutaura kwatiri kuita kana rikasagadziriswa rinokura nekuti pane vari kutorawo advantage of the situation.
Yes, so hold on there, Mr. Matuku. Let's talk to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Babu Mlalazi, siyawamukela kuhlelo baba. Yeah, so uyazwela lapha ke kutwaye Mozambique ngale akumanga kuhle sibili ungathini ngakho konoko baba baba Mlalazi.
Yeah, the humanitarian crisis in Mozambique njengomuntu wesindebele mina njengomuntu okhule eMathebele nje umuntu ngisasemncane ngakhulela akhula ngesikhathi same. So bring ama flashbacks yazi impi ukuthi yenzani. I would imagine ukuthi abantu especially abantwana nabantu esifazana eMozambique baphila njani. So into esibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ama-minerals nje ake ngithi the wealth of Africa not benefiting from Africans. And the vital resources, the baseline sources of yama-conflicts nama-aggressions esiwabonayo athelethwa e-Africa ngoba I would imagine if I can do the very sober to the Ren Abona one pula in line Hamakona on mine, the NSA Northern Province, I mean, North West Province of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You will see poverty around that mine, and you hear that mine contributes maybe 10% of the world value of mineral extract from there. If you go to any border now, like the major borders, the major ports, like Durban and Beitbridge, you won't a wealth of Africa being taken away from us, most money covered, where they come from, about DRC, Mozambique. And then you look at the leaders, African leaders, and 54 of them. Now there's the youngest nation, South Sudan, I think it makes it 55, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mare say New York, when you look at them, and without Gaddafi, say, let's be one, and you look at 54 men representing us, being a colonial wealth, which is being taken away. I think even when it's not my situation, that they cannot control themselves. So, Mozambique, and it's sending, and it's reminding I'm African leaders what people like Gaddafi have been saying, which, let's have our own people running our own economy. I would imagine Gucci, Abandaba Lapo, my Chinese, my Europeans, and Zimbabweans who are being beheaded there, they are just mere workers working for Western people, working for Chinese. But they become our subordinates, Abandaba coming as far as Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, there should be a wake up call to our leaders to say, instead of sending the army there, they should be protecting the wealth of Africa. I mean, the army is going to defuse that situation temporarily, but as long as the poverty is still going on, people are still in a spoil. Again, if you look at Africa, if they don't invest in schools, they don't invest in education, it will lead to situations like the one that we see in Palma in Mozambique.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. Marvelous. Quiet. We've got Mr. Charumbira, Regis Charumbira.
Tombons, Wakunava, Charumbira, tinoona kuti nyika parizvino yanga yakatarisana neindependence nezuro uyezve nanhasi kuZimbabwe holiday. Asi kune yatingati yehondo iri Mozambique.
Thank you very much, tinotenda. I think Hondo of Mozambique, it will be ichakonde inwa very soon. Tirikuona president vedu vaka vachitori ku Mozambique, ivo vakatoenda ne team yavo ye defense, na minister of defense, Mama Chinguri, vakanosangana ne troika ikoko. I think is Sada Kiese yanga iri koko, including a chairperson wacho, Botswana president Masisi, they were there. Vachi wona kuti what can they do kuti vakonde in a situation in Mozambique. No kuti in Mozambique, Mozambique is really near Zimbabwe, near by Malawi, near by Tanzania, South Africa. Here Mozambique kuno shikira zvinhu zvakawanda zvinenge zviri Zimbabwe, including fuel and other things. Saka situation I president vaka zvipira kuti isu se party as ZANU-PF iri kulida Zimbabwe takaita amalgamated ourselves ne Zipra forces, isu tichibva from Mozambique, Zipra ichibva from Zambia, tikakwanisa kuita quench the war, which was ainzi iyo the toughest war in the world as far as guerrilla war is concerned. Takai winner. Saka hapana chatingatadza kuita. Kana chiri Mozambique, isu takatombozodzokera futi pa Renamo, tikakwanisa kuti Renamo is not there anymore. It was because of the ZDF, the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. Saka we have assurance yokuti hondo yoku Mozambique haisi hondo yemasoja, ihondo yama insurgents. Ma insurgents vanhu vanovandira vachiti kana vambotinzve vozodzoka vanhu vakayevegwa wongo vachiita havoc vachiuraya vanhu. Saka ihondo yekuti ivo masoja akatrainwa, they will be able very well, especially kwedu kuZimbabwe, ma African landscape yedu, the situation ichakondainwa. I think so far inenge yatova contained. There is assurance from Sadin.
Yes, thank you very much. But at the same time, there are reports that, you know, the Mozambican army is very fearful of the bush, you know. They're saying these militias, they know the terrain, they know what is going on inside there, and they may be trapped if they go in. So what will then make SADC, you know, a superior force in Mozambique?
Yes, as you know, SADC, We have got an army from South Africa, Mozambique itself, Zimbabwe, Angola, we have Namibia, Malawi, Zambia, and Tanzania also will come along. So, I mean, when you are looking at that situation, once all these countries are actually involved, there is no way we can be having an issue to stop this forthwith. What I overheard is that the SADC will have some forces that will be stationed in those areas in Palma and the Cabo Delgado. They will be stationed there, ready to fire any time. So the insurgents, they have to know that if they are ready to come, these people are trained. These are the armies of our SADC nations. And their job as army is for sure, if there's a threat to the nation or to the nations, their job is to stop that forthwith. So we know that very well, that this is not going to be a war, but this will be just a way of clearing the disturbance that are actually there in that part of Mozambique. And yes, we have overconfidence that I'm hoping, and I foresee that these insurgents will just probably just back off, and because of the force that is going to be stationed in Mozambique, it's not going to be stationed temporarily. I'm hearing that this force will be there for quite a long time.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Mr. Matuku, you wanted to respond to one of the remarks made by Mr. Mlalazi. Go ahead, briefly.
Yes, I want to respond. I think let's not take lightly that conflict which is in Mozambique. Mm-hmm. It is an economic war. We have a situation whereby we have villagers who also have a complaint in terms of how they expect their government to have dealt with their economic situations. And when I hear the former speaker is saying, but what we need to be careful at the level of government is to only consider this as an insurgent. There appears to be also gravitas that involves the people. My experience is working in a community like in Chipinge and Chisumbanje, when there are resources within the community and there are also grievances within that locality in terms of how they want to benefit. Sometimes there's a collusion between insurgents and some local people. So what needs to happen to ensure that at least the Mozambique is dealt with at the level of what the our government, in terms of intervention, and one side that, in terms of intervention, this has to be, we have to be very careful. I can give you an example in Zimbabwe, in terms of when we were intervening in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We need to avoid, this is just an situation whereby when we went to the Democratic Republic of Congo, it became more of a relationship between the party or the leadership and the DRC. So what needs to happen in Mozambique, it must go beyond just the leaders at the level of the army and the leadership benefiting or making some concessions at that level where they exchange some economic benefits. It must be at the level of the state. So whatever concessions are made, they must be done at bilateral agreements that are known, that are transparent, that are clearly known by everyone, that when we are intervening, what is the benefit and who is going there and who are they for what reasons? Because these conflicts, from my own study within the region, within Africa, whenever there are resources and complaining, they may be having a feeling that some of the investors who are coming in may be having some arrangements at a personal level with those who are in government at a personal level.
Mm-hmm. So
my advice to say that conflict at the level of the government, we need to be very careful, because we also have similar conflicts that are happening in Zimbabwe. Wherever there are resources, whether it's in Chiatwa, whether it's in Chisumba, some of these conflicts tend to become very difficult to relate the communities that are affected, not happy.
Yes, thank you very much, and stay on the line. So maybe we've got a similar situation in Zimbabwe. You know, this is the time for independence. You know, people have to be happy. People have to say, okay, we've got people who went to the bush and fought against the secular government, and then there was independence in 1980. But there's some people who are complaining bitterly, like what Mr. Matuki said, in a local level where people are saying, we're not benefiting anything. Like in Mozambique, in Cabo Delgado region, according to the journalists that we interviewed and according to other people, you know, the resources appear to be going into certain hands instead of local people. So let's listen to what one of the guys who is in the Tumiso Tabeko Foundation says about some of these issues. You know, maybe Zimbabwe has to take some kind of, you know, lessons for what is happening in Mozambique. So this guy's name is Mtulisi Anana. He works for the Tumiso Tabengwa Foundation. Let's hear what he says about the Zimbabwe's independence.
Ngokuthola uzibuse kankulu ngaphandle nje kwakhona ukuthi hayi sasingakwanisa ukuthi sihambe uma pavement edrobheni kodwa khona isilama uma pavement sizohamba silambile sigula sisiyona lemithi sibile ezibhedlela asingasebenzi sijombile sithola imali engathengiyo kwamanye amazwe industry valiwe abantu bakithi behlukuluzwa ngamapolice ansundu amnyama afana labo khathesi sihlukuluzwa ngohulumende omnyama njengathi sikhululekile ye ebalungwini kodwa futhi siyakhala ukuthi lizwe kalihambi kalisebenzi ngenxa yabalungu bona laba abasifake kuma-sanctions so akukholi ukuthi kukhona sibili umuntu angakujabulela athi Zimbabwe sile 41 years angikulalutho bakithi kuchitha isikhathi kukwejisa nje hhawu sizigqiliza laba ababusayo kabasibone kabasenzi bantu bayatshontsha bayahuquluza benza konke ukuba ungakucabanga imigwaqo uma nkubo ngamagodi kuphela sihamba seqa phezu kwamaswirithi na lokhu kule migwaqo engane ngcono ngiyathiwa ngusmith yonke nje into enhle esingathi siyayibona elizweni kakula ngitsho.
Tell you a big story. You know, look at what is going on, you know, in industries. Industries are closed, and when you look at state security, people, you know, are having a terrible time, according to him. You know, he says police, there's police brutality and all these kind of things. But the government, over the years, has said they're not engaged in such activities. So, go ahead, Magnus.
I think that's a sentiment that we've seen coming out from a lot of people on the ground saying that, okay, yes, it's independence, but how independent are they? Saka potukunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani angari pano vano vanga vari kutaura ivo vachiti ivo kunyangwe havo zvino pane kuzvitonga kudzire ivo semaonero avo zvinhu zvizhinji munyika hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka vari kuti ivo pari zvino hakuna mishonga muzvipatara uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti migwagwa yakasiyiwa yakavakwa nenguva yekwasmith uko ndo ichiripo vanhu zvinhu zvakadai sesuweji nezvimwe zviri kungowanikwa zviri munzira nemunogara vanhu saka ndo zvimwe zvavari kutaura chii zvaitanzwa kuna vavhusango kuti munoona sei zvataurwa nemunyarikweni wedu anga ari pano ari kutaura iye kuti ehe munogona henyu kuti pane kuzvitonga kuzere asi kune munhuwo zvake zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino.
Ya, ndinotenda. I think maZimbabweans, we tofanira kuita more patriotic than the way yatiri tichikana tika da kuti titaure nevakagwa hondo kana kuti vakanga vari pavaka vakazvagwa hondo ichiriko tinoona isi kuti even mazitateguru edu from 1890 to 1980 about 100 years we had my uprisings angari the Ndebele uprising the Shona uprising and then up to the guerrilla war yakatanga kuma 1960 yatakazohwina 1980. Saka why were we fighting all along kana tichinzi hatina hatifani kunge tichi celebrate independence? Right now Zimbabwe is not under any colon. And that is called independence. Azvirevi kuti independence kupa vanhu chikafu in their mouth and give people free money and freebies. Anywhere in the world hakuna nyika inongopa vanhu zvinhu. People have to go and work. We know kuti new dispensation yakatora power or the reins after a lot of devastation in terms of infrastructure and etc and the economy itself from the old dispensation. Saka right now, for example, myself, I can testify because I was in Zimbabwe the whole of December and the whole of January. My roads are through Kutara Nesha Hawaii. They are actually much better than the roads we have here in North America right now. The only road that is left to be concluded or to be finished is the Mashingo-Bed Bridge Road, which is left with very not much of a distance.
But people here, Mr. Fusango, people here are talking about local roads. Go to Makwekwe, yes. Go to Mbare.
Yes,
go to
I am coming.
Areas. Yeah, let's
I'm,
make,
going, I'm going.
Let's
I'm
make
going.
It very brief because yes. ZUPCO is actually suspended certain buses, right. For certain routes. Because
right, I am going there. I'm just going there.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I started with my highways, Anokone, Gama
yes.
cities,
yeah.
And it is because that's part of the federal government. Okay. Now, my cities, Anokone, and my municipalities, and all our cities in Zimbabwe, my municipalities, Anoraniwa ne MDC. Opposition, Anoranama municipalities. And right now, about last week, President Vakatonatota Jadobetseri, because the MDC is no longer able to restore infrastructure, Muma cities, Avano Gavena. And he has given a fund out. Now the government itself now is taken upon itself to fix my roads in my municipalities, which is very unfair. For us having an opposition that just blames the government, and now the government is actually taking the job by themselves to fix from all the highways that connect all cities. Now they are now fixing the roads in every city. Very soon we will see a lot of construction, road construction in all our cities. And this is something that we should actually applaud for. So what we are actually technically saying is the opposition technically have failed. Because you look of trash. And it is rubbish in the streets, everywhere you go. Zimbabwe is very dirty, as well in the cities. Who governs the cities? Who is running the opposition?
Thank you very much. Let me stop you right there. There is a war veteran here who sent us a video, and his name is Pastor Makwizi. He was in the Zipra forces, and listen very carefully to what he's saying about Zimbabwe today. There he comes. Just hold on. One second, yes.
Pastor Willie Makwizi, his crewman says the private terms. Nam Sanjay's Kangalanen in Dava, Erasmus, independence. Yogambe say Tarazelela, they independence over Sailuela. Salwa, over our Bizbapo Kulu Leg, Benelise, Ubu Keta in Kanuzavo, Abbas Fisayo. Kodwa-ke isimanga esikhona ukuthi thina abalwayo empini nanxa kambe sithi sayithola inkululeko eyi-independence kodwa-ke hhayi sathola uzibuze kodwa kasikhululekanga. We are independent but not free. Kambe singakholisani eZimbabwe enje lapha esincindezelwe khona ngalaba ababusayo ababutha inotho beyifake ezikhwameni zabo, abayekela imigwaqo idabuke, abasincitshayo amanzi kazulu ukubana siwanathe, abangasinikiyo uncedo lokubana siphile kuwona lo mhlaba esawuzelayo. I-independensi kambe ingabe i-independensi enjani yona leyo? Ngathi anti impela i-independensi kadivuzize le nkululeko, thina kayi-ke asilayo le nkululeko. Sibuhlungu ezinhliziyweni zethu. Ngoba kulabantu abantshontshayo, abantshontsha imali yeZimbabwe, abantshontsha imali yeReserve Bank, abantshontsha igolide leZimbabwe, belayina izikhwama zawo besidla bekokodwa. Lokho thina kuyasizwisa ubuhlungu. Hhayi, singabe kambe singathi thina inkululeko, hhayi, inkululeko asiyitholanga. Kodwa uzibuse yebo, ye, samthole, sisadinga inkululeko. Inkululeko izakuza kusasa, freedom will come tomorrow.
Yes, Mavela. So he's saying people, of course, they obtained independence, but there's no freedom in Zimbabwe. He says, this is not what we fought for, you know? And yeah. Here you're talking about a former freedom fighter, a guy who was in the Zipra forces. So he's saying, no, look, things are not right in the country. So there's need for action. So I know that Regis Fusango was not hearing what he was saying, but if he was around, I was going to tell him exactly what Marcus was saying. Go ahead,
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe murwi wehondo yorisununguko vari kutaura ivo kuti ehe tinonzwa kuti pane yatingati independence kana kuti kuzvitonga kuzirasa vari kuti ivo zvavari kuona zviri kuitika pari zvino hazvisiri izvo zvavakarwira vachitivo vari kushushikana nezviri kutarisana nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe vari munyika pari zvino panyaya yezvinhu zvakawanda wanda saka tanga tiri kuda kuti tibvunze vavhu sangoveza nopf asi pari zvino havapo hatinzwe kuti vanoona sei zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vanga vari murwi wehondo yerusununguko and I was lucky enough actually to speak to former liberation war hero Margaret Dongo for my women's show, and she was also, you know, just saying, okay, yes, there are a lot of challenges, especially under COVID-19 at the moment. But she said the only thing is that, you know, as war veterans, they are actually commemorating the day, but there is a lot that needs to be done to make sure that each and every person gets exactly what they fought for in the liberation war. Saka hapunda ndirikungotaura zvanga zviri kutaurwa izvo namai Margaret Dongo vanga vari kutaura kuti chinonyanyorwadza ndechekuti zuva iri rakawanikwa richisvika pasi rose nezimbabwe vakatarisana nedenda recovid-19 vachitaura kuti zvizhinji zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe pari zvino anyanya kune avo vakarwa muhondo yerusununguko Gibbs.
Yes, vamulalazi sicela uphose lokugcina khonapho ke sizwe ukuthi ubona njani kuloko kukhulunywa ngabantu bakule Zimbabwe.
Yeah, iZimbabwe ivelakithi yokuphelesa indlela zonkulunkulu. Mina ngikutshoyo nje ukuthi umhlobo umuntu othiwa umuntu omnyama we need to love ourselves. First of all, all will be said, all will be done, but for as long as we remain thinking that we are going to resolve things by fighting, we will remain at the bottom of every race on earth. So I think if you look at Chinese, with one president over nearly 2 billion people, America, where you are, Brother Gibbs, how many people are ruled by one man? So I'll say the more we argue, the more we fight each other as black people, the vulnerable become. So mina ngithi ngesingami ngithi ukhona khonoko okumele sikwazi singabantu bamnyama ukuthi singabambana, we are stronger. So mina ngithi our founding fathers liberated war. Mina I still value impi yenkululeko ezwende Zimbabwe. Our brothers, especially the Plumtree eSphalangeni, abantu banikinize eminingi ayinabantu, they were butchered by Machiwe. So akutsho ukuthi mangaba mhlambe sesihluleka sodwa sesitshana sodwa sokumele sithi amadiwa engcono. Amadiwa they will never love us. So mina ngiqhubeka ngithi congratulations Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is brave. Our Zimbabwe is now it's for time to resolve our problems. And our problems facing us as Zimbabweans is a problem facing Africa. So one country and a problem in Africa, a problem to Africans.
Does
not matter whether you're in Europe or you're in America, as long as you're in China, as long as you're a black man, remain a black man and nobody recognizes you unless you love yourself.
Thank you so much. Mr. Vusangu, I think you're there. We are remaining with 1 minute. 1 minute, go ahead, sir. Except 1 minute.
Yes, I think I cut off. Where do you want me to start from? Where I left?
Yeah, so the war veteran was saying everything Zimbabwe is going the wrong direction. You've got 30 seconds now. Yes.
I didn't hear him, but let me quickly say that. I'll say it in English. I think it's easier. I would like to really thank, the war veteran who spoke about the efforts that he did during the Liberation War. We want to applaud for whatever he did during the war. But I think what I've realized is a lot of war veterans in Zimbabwe, right now, they fought for the land themselves. A lot of them, they own farms now. So I don't know why he does not have the farm. And also, the government has been, even this year, there was a Pumbudza program. The government has been freely giving, especially war veterans, as I know, free seeds, free fertilizer, free land. So I don't know why my brother doesn't have the land. He should go and get some land, even a piece of land, so that he can see the process of what he fought for.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of the program today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusangu of ZANU-PF, Mr. Clarence Maduku of Platform for Youth Development, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, a political activist based in UK. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.